You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right, this is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show. Happy Thursday night to you. I'm going to be hanging out for the next 4 hours. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. I'm thrilled to be here with you and everybody all across North America. This is the beginning of the show. We got a lot to do. And I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. It's Thursday. That means there's Thursday night football. You might be listening to it. You might have heard about it. You might be watching it. Maybe not, because it's on Amazon. Here's an update. The Tennessee Titans are beating the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay, 14-6. There's about 8.5 minutes left here in the third quarter. Matter of fact, the Green Bay Packers are trying to put in 3 points on the board, Mason Crosby. And so they're not supposed to lose this game at home. The Tennessee Titans have been busted up. Score is now 14-9. The Tennessee Titans are going into this game busted up. Aaron Rodgers and his squad are supposed to be on the up and up. Not tonight, still struggling to score. A little bit of those flakes falling in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This is normal at this time of year. I'm glad I was in Rochester last week. I see Buffalo and Rochester. Mike, Shep, did I see that correctly? 6 feet of snow? 4 to 6 feet? Did I see that correctly?
That's what I saw, too.
Damn. Shout-outs to everybody up in Western New York. I mean, sheesh. I feel like I left right on time. I was walking around in a... I think I just had a hoodie on. Not in a couple of days. The NFL is actually moving the Browns game with the Bills. They're moving that game to Detroit. It takes a whole hell of a lot to move an NFL game. Like lightning. That's it. Nothing else is moving a game. Maybe a hurricane. Hurricane, snow, lightning. That's it. Much love to everybody in Western New York. I had a great time there last week. I had a great time today in Birmingham, Alabama. I was at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. I can't wait to tell you more about that later on in the show. I met the best cheerleader in all of Alabama. Her name is Kesey. I'm going to tell you more about Kesey later. You'll actually hear from Kesey because, as far as I know, there's more to cheerleading than what you actually think. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's not the only thing taking place. If you want to holler at me, you know how to do it. We got a phone number. We got a phone line. It got just multiple opportunities for you to call. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Outside of talking about Thursday night football, we learned earlier today that Kyrie Irving will be on his way back. I'll tell you when. We also learned that there were a couple of awards given out, the big awards here in Major League Baseball. Cy Young has been given out. Rookie of the Year has been given out. Manager of the Year. People want to know about the MVP. The two MVPs, Paul Goldschmidt of the St. Louis Cardinals. He is your National League MVP. He's getting older. In baseball terms, he's 35 years old. He wins his first MVP. He led the National League in slugging, OPS. He hit 35 home runs, 115 RBIs. It's a dangerous game when you're actually getting better as you get older. First MVP for Mr. Goldschmidt. And then we got another guy who won MVP. This in the American League. And I had a lot of people for weeks and months telling me this. And I'm saying, don't be so sure. It's that Aaron Judge was going to win MVP over Shohei Ohtani. And he did. Aaron Judge picking up 28 of 30 first place votes. the man who just took the record, broke the record for most home runs in American League history with 62. He's your American League MVP. That's a way to go into a contract year and say, pay me. That's a way to go through the season and say, I am the best. That's a way to bet on yourself and actually expect it to pay off. Aaron Judge, the 30-year-old, getting ready to turn 31-year-old, giant outfielder. He spoke to the MLB Network, and he said, man, winning an award like this, it's not the type of thing you just think about.
You dream about it, you know, as a kid, you know, getting a chance to be in this moment and share this experience. But humbly, man, I just, you know, you never truly think it's going to happen. And like I said earlier, it takes a lot of hard work, a lot of love and support from family and friends and teammates over the years.
Man, he's the type of dude that you root for to get it. Always great with the fans. Always cool with the media. He doesn't come across as a jerk. He's actually grounded in reality. He's actually rooted in common sense. And sure, you don't know what somebody does behind closed doors. You don't know. I've had people call up here and say, oh, you JR, you don't know if he's using steroids. You damn right I don't know. I only know what I do. But there's nothing that gives that off. Anything is possible. But there isn't anything that he's done publicly to make me think that he's a jerk, that he's a clown, that he's a you-know-what, that he's a cheater. And so until I see or hear otherwise from anybody or anything, he's a good dude. He's a good baseball player. It's been fun to watch him grow. It's been a fun time to see someone actually show up to work and kick ass and not complain and want to be traded and take money and then want to leave. New York Yankees made it very clear we want to pay him. We want to keep him, as they should. Because the man is big as a tree. And players and people like him, they don't grow on trees. And so even throughout all the success this season, you know it came with some stresses. You know, trying to break the record and all of the attention on him. He's a team player. We saw at the end of the record, even him, went through a little bit of a slump, maybe like a two-week slump in the season. Started off slow at the beginning of the year, still hit 62 home runs. You could see at times the pressure getting to him. His mom in the stands, his dad in the stands, the Maris family in the stands. Just waiting to see him break a record. Fans in Toronto waiting for him to break a record. Fans in the Bronx waiting to see him break a record. And ultimately, he still came through and he did it. That doesn't mean it was easy. This is Aaron Judge, also on MLB Network, talking about how tough this year was.
It was tough to really enjoy it because of the ups and downs throughout the year, and you're chasing a division, you're chasing a good spot in the postseason. So, you know, it wasn't until really the past couple weeks where you can kind of sit back and reflect on the year and see how good it was.
Yeah, at the end of the season, like you said, you can only dream about these things. I want to hit more home runs than anybody in American League history. You don't think about that. You wake up and try to do the best you can. You have an outward goal to say, oh yeah, I want to hit as many, but you know, sometimes dreams can become reality. This man almost hit for a triple crown this year. 62 home runs, an average of 311. Who bats for average anymore? 131 RBIs, 133 runs. Aaron Judge played in 157 out of 162 games. This is a guy who's injury prone, right? The year before, gave you 40 home runs and 98 RBIs. The year before that, we know we played in a pandemic. Before the season, this man turned down a 7-year, $213 million deal. He says, I think I'm worth more than that. I'm worth more than the $30 million that you're offering me. I got a teammate here. And Gerrit Cole, you're paying him $36 million. I play every day. I hit home runs. Aaron Judge actually dragged the Yankees through the season for the most part. If he wasn't on the squad, the Yankees, they probably scratched just to make the playoffs. Their offense would be absolute trash. And he bet on himself. He said no. And now Aaron Judge is about to break the bank. Gerrit Cole's making 36. Some of the top hitters in the game making 35. Max Scherzer is making 43, more than anybody else, and he's a pitcher. I don't know what Judge is going to get. Is he getting 37? Is he getting 38? If the Yankees said, we'll sign you for the next 7 years and give you $43 million, he'd get $300 million. Is he getting that Max Scherzer money over 7 years? Aaron Judge turns 31 next year. He's going to turn 31 at the beginning of the season. You want to pay him till he's 38? When he's a DH? When he's straight slugging for the New York Yankees? Possibly. I think you have to. The New York Yankees they're built off of legacy. Everything that the New York Yankees have done has always been sold on the idea of history. We got tons of it. We have more championships than anybody. We have more legends. We have Old Timers Day. We got more money. You don't think the Yankees want to capitalize off of Aaron Judge on the squad? Where one day Aaron Judge is hitting more home runs than anyone in American League history? You don't think the Yankees want that? You don't think that they already don't want to monetize this? They missed the boat on Alex Rodriguez because he was a cheater. The Yankees paid that man. And the Yankees wanted to have A-Rod at the end of his career. And they wanted to make a buck off of him. They wanted to win championships. They wanted to sell T-shirts. They wanted to say that this man potentially could hit more home runs than anyone else. And we know he flamed out because he broke his body down with drugs. I don't think the Yankees got to worry about that with Aaron Judge. And as I already mentioned to you, when you can look at guys who want to whine and complain, people who don't appreciate what they have, you got a guy like Fernando Tatis Jr., one of the most exciting players in baseball. This dude is jeopardizing his career, rolling around on motorcycles in the offseason, breaking his wrist. Well, when did you break it? I don't know. I ride my motorcycle so much. I don't know. Missing time because of drug suspensions. Well, what did you test positive for? Well, I got a dirty haircut and I got ringworm and the drug, the topical cream to stop and make my ringworm go away had a steroid in it. You got NFL players jogging off the field, ripping off their pads, running off with no shirt on. You got guys who take money, don't even show up to work. You got dudes who want to fight the media. And you got Aaron Judge. What does he do? He shows up to work. He hits home runs. He treats the media with respect. He treats the fans with appreciation and respect because he gets it. And it'd be nice if we had more athletes. It'd be nice if we had more humans that do that. And like I said, I don't know, maybe Aaron Judge goes home and he tortures kittens. I have no idea. I can tell you this, though. We need more good human beings. People who show up, do the job, do a damn good job with respect and dignity for themselves and others. Outwardly, that looks like Aaron Judge. And I'm happy that he won the American League MVP tonight. I hope he has more in his future. I'm not expecting him to wake up in future seasons and hit 62 home runs. This might be the greatest season he ever has, even with $300 million potentially coming his way. But he's a great example. And not just for a baseball player, but just for a person. Congratulations to Aaron Judge. And as much as I hate to hear John Sterling with that ridiculous, Shep, what does he say? A Judgian blast? Is that what he said?
That's what it is. The other one is when the Yankees win. I won't go there.
Yeah, as much as I can't stand the Judgian blasts, as long as he says it, as long as it comes out of his mouth, that's a good thing. Because Aaron Judge is still a Yankee, and he's still producing. And that's a cool thing to see. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Congratulations to Paul Goldschmidt. Congratulations to Aaron Judge. And I hope he has some more coming his way. He's definitely going to get paid. On the other side of the break, unfortunately, I have to tell you about someone who also is an MVP winner in the past. And we have no idea when we'll see him. I'll tell you who it is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
The 3-1. Swung on that. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. He's tied the Babe. It's a Judgian blast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I told you that Aaron Judge, earlier this evening, he won the American League MVP. Paul Goldschmidt of the St. Louis Cardinals, he picked up the National League MVP. And so we have two MVPs, two first-time MVPs. Paul Goldschmidt got his money already. Aaron Judge, he's about to break the bank. And it couldn't happen to a better person, a better human being. God bless him, and let's see what happens. You know, I had this conversation as well. Aaron Judge picked up 28 out of 30 first-place votes. Shohei Ohtani, with good reason, had an amazing season in his own regard. He picked up the other two. And I have no idea what this man is going to get paid. Shohei Ohtani entering into the final season of his current contract. He's going to get paid $30 million to avoid arbitration. The Angels typically suck. And if they do, you can pretty much expect for them to trade this man, as he just hit 34 home runs with 94 RBIs and also pitched to a 2.35 ERA and 161 innings. Where do you do that at? And he struck out 213 guys in those 161 innings. Where do you do that at? You don't. He's the only guy we've seen do this in Major League Baseball, and that's for a very long time. That is a very long time. Baseball is just about older than dirt. And so if Aaron Judge is going to get, I don't know, $40 million per, what do you pay a guy who both hits and pitches at an elite level? What do you pay that guy?
Does he lose every year?
Lose what every year?
Does his team lose every year? Yeah, that's the question I would have for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, he ain't going to be there too much longer.
That's fair, too.
Yeah, his ass is going to be gone. Mike Trout is going to be like, what am I doing here? Can I leave, too? Everybody's leaving. The owner left. Shohei left. What am I doing here? Mike Trout is an interesting situation. Shep, did someone mention Mike Trout as having one of the worst contracts last night?
You would be correct, yes. It was only one person, but someone did mention him, yes.
One person mentioned him as having one of the worst contracts in sports. Why? Because Artie Moreno has to pay it. It's like he doesn't even want to do it anymore. And
he's slowing down a little bit, JR.
He is. He's on the other side of 30.
Right.
But he should still be in the prime of his career. But he had to tell everybody his back isn't busted and he plays center field. He's built like a linebacker. I don't know how his body type would have traditionally held up anyway. Maybe great, maybe not. He's cashing checks. So I understand if you want to see him as being, you know, overpaid. It's always tough when you look at some of these athletes, baseball players, I should say specifically, and people say, man, what is he going to be? Generational talent. We're going to see him for, you know, 10 and 15 and 20 years. And man, it's hard to do that. You think about Mike Trout and just from the time he came up, I mean, he's been here forever already. His major league debut, he was 19 years old. He just completed his age 30 season. He is signed through 2030. He's in the midst of a 12-year contract that pays him $426 million. A matter of fact, he just completed his age 31 season. His birthday was in August. It's tough. Hard knock life. He is a three-time MVP in his own right. How's he going to age? He only played 119 games this year. 2021, he played 36 games. 2019, yeah, before the pandemic, 134. 2018, 140. 2017, 114. He hasn't been out on the field consistently since 2016. Playing like 159 games just about every year. It's tough. How about this guy? Their careers, I don't want to say run parallel, but they're the two phenoms that we've heard about. From the minute that they were drafted, they were going to be the next big thing. It was Mike Trout, and then the other guy was Bryce Harper. This sucks so bad. Bryce Harper, somebody else who made his debut as an adolescent starting at 19 years old. He's been nicked up and dinged up throughout the course of his career as well. Baseball players, they're going to get hurt. Very few Cal Ripkins running around. Well, you got Iron Man. He, Bryce Harper, is 30 years old. He is a two-time MVP. He just helped the Philadelphia Phillies go to the World Series where no one expected it. An 87-win team, playing in a National League East with two 101-win teams. This man gets hot at the end of the year. They change managers, fire Joe Girardi, and all of a sudden, boom, they're in the World Series. They beat the Cardinals. Yeah, the team with the MVP, Goldschmidt, they helped beat them. And they beat the Braves, the team that won the World Series. And then they wiped out the San Diego Padres, who looked like they were white hot on their way, and then they succumbed to the Astros. And what we're not going to see, and we don't know how long, is Bryce Harper next year. We don't know if he'll miss the entire season. We don't know if he's going to be gone for a portion of next season. They most certainly say so. He has a UCL tear in his arm. They don't know if he's going to need Tommy John surgery, but they know he's going to miss a chunk of next season. He missed a chunk of this season. And when he returned, they didn't have him out there in the field. He only played 99 games this year. He got hot when it mattered. On the way to the World Series, this man hit 7 home runs and had 11 RBIs in the playoffs before the World Series. When he got there, he fell flat, 4-25. Only had 1 home run and only 2 RBIs in the Fall Classic. They wouldn't even got there if it wasn't for him. And I know there are people who feel strongly about Bryce Harper. Oh, he hasn't lived up to the hype and he's not as good. He was supposed to be the LeBron James of baseball. Has he done that? No, but he's been damn good. 2-time MVP, 7-time All-Star, Silver Slugger Awards. Just lit it up in the postseason. Very close to a World Series. And yeah, sure, almost doesn't count. But all things considered, Bryce Harper has been top billing. You know, baseball is so hot and cold, up and down, where you're guaranteed to go through streaks of success, but then also streaks of failure. Like, it always irks me, because there's no exact science. People go, well, when he's in the postseason, he stinks. Like, how many guys are David Ortiz? How many? Count them. How many are Derek Jeter? And even these guys go through their ups and downs. It gets tough in the postseason. But then you got guys who want to look at some of these baseball players in the postseason. Oh, he didn't get the job done. Who does? Dudes go through streaks in the playoffs, hot and cold. Yordan Alvarez, we just seen him. This guy is a freak baseball player. He was hot in the postseason. By the time we got to the World Series, he was cold. They still won. Altuve, going straight into the Hall of Fame. Hot trash to start off the postseason. This ain't basketball, folks. It ain't the NFL. Baseball is tough. It's difficult in the regular season. I don't play. I haven't played. But I think it also gets exponentially worse and more difficult when you get to the postseason. When you're not beating up on the 8th reliever out of the bullpen or the 4th or 5th starter who's barely in Major League Baseball. Give Bryce Harper a break. I think it sucks that we're not going to see him out there. Because he's entertaining on the field. He's entertaining at the plate. And who knows, when he comes back to actually play, is Bryce Harper just going to be a DH the rest of his career? Because he can't go out there and throw the baseball anymore. He was one of the best right fielders. It's a sad situation. Aaron Judge and Goldschmidt, they win MVPs. And Mike Trout and Bryce Harper, at 30 years old, these guys are just already falling apart. I guess that's a lot of miles from when you're 19 years old. Let's see if they could tack on another 10. Another healthy set of 10. Well, not a set, but another 10 years. Good luck. And Bryce Harper's in the middle of his own gigantic contract himself. He is signed through 2031. A 13-year deal. $330 million total. And we have no idea when Bryce Harper's going to come back. I hope sooner than later. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We don't know when Bryce will return, but we just got word that an NBA star for the Brooklyn Nets, oh, he's going to be back very, very soon. It's Kyrie Irving. We'll talk about his return on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I really, really respect you, man. I don't always agree with you, but you are really, really good at your job. Smart, well-spoken guy, and I respect how you listen to people, even if they have different opinions than you. And you seem like one of the rare people in your industry who's willing to hear things and potentially change your mind. So I love that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, man, I try my best to have respect. I try. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I don't know about this guy. He says he's trying as well. He had a lot of opportunities to try, and he continually, put his foot in his mouth. And it's Kyrie Irving. Let me just cut to the chase here. After his suspension, the Brooklyn Nets, they're playing the Portland Trailblazers right now, finishing up their road trip in Portland. They currently lead 32-30. We've learned that Kyrie Irving, he's on his way back. He had to have a bunch of meetings. He had to, write a check and meet with the commissioner and religious leaders and now it's been said that he could be back as soon as Sunday. The Brooklyn Nets, they're going to take on the Memphis Grizzlies at the Barclays Center. And heading into tonight, this will have been his eighth straight game missed. Throughout the course of the season, the Brooklyn Nets, they're 4-3 without him. How about this? It's just a bunch of losers anyway. Heading into tonight, they have a record of 6-9. They just gave up 153 points to the Sacramento Kings. And yeah, Kyrie Irving is going to show up and drop 25, 27 points. He's going to be a pain in the ass along the way. The process is going to suck for him. It's going to suck for the Nets. This is just, it's like watching a movie that you know is going to end terribly awful. Jacques Vaughn, the new Brooklyn Nets head coach, the man that was their second choice, he told everybody, he's like, look, we haven't been the same since we beat the Clippers. And I guess he means that Kyrie coming back is necessary right now.
I don't know if our minds, our bodies, and souls are still in L.A. L.A. will do that to you sometimes. We definitely gave maximum effort against the Clippers, and we've been reeling since.
Los Angeles does what? It will take your mind, your body, and your soul?
I don't know if our minds, our bodies, and souls are still in L.A. L.A. will do that to you sometimes.
Shep, what the hell were they doing out there?
Listen. They're professional basketball players, multimillionaires, good-looking, state-of-the-line, world-elite-class athletes. They can do whatever they want out there. You and I both know what that means.
But there's a couple of places I know that don't exist anymore, but they just put it that way. They don't exist. I don't know what those guys were doing. The City of Angels. Can't imagine what they were doing. Back-to-back nights and days in Los Angeles? Okay. Sure. And what is Kyrie Irving supposed to do for this team? Help him?
He's supposed to give him a necessary second score at the very least. They have nobody outside of Durant who can really put the ball on the floor and get their own basket. You know that.
Well, yeah, I know. Kevin Durant, right. He came out of his mouth and quote-unquote verbatim said, look at our starting lineup.
Yep.
Edmund Sumner, Royce O'Neal, Joe Harris, Nick Claxton, and me. It's not disrespect, but what are you expecting from that group? You expect us to win because I'm out there.
JR, I'll say this much. You put prime LeBron, you put prime Kobe with those four guys, they're finding a way to at least get to a playoff second round. Like, he can make all the excuses you want. Because I, JR, to this day, I still think of Ilgauskas, Sasha Pavlovich.
Oh, my God.
Yep, Boobie Gibson and Drew Gooden. You know exactly where I'm going with this.
Yeah, and he got wiped out by the San Antonio Spurs.
But
they
also beat a Pistons team that I believe should have multiple Hall of Famers, does have one.
He beat them by himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can't win one on five. I mean, you needed Ilgauskas to neutralize, neutralize our core, and
Did he drop 50 points in one of them games?
But we all forget. Yes, that was game five. But we all forget the unsung hero in game six was none other than one of the all-time great nicknames in all of pro sports, JR, that being Boobie Gibson, who was great in game six. And people often forget that.
The world revolves around LeBron.
You can't do it every game. That's what I'm saying. Like, he needed the others too. It wasn't just LeBron.
Sure, but the fact that he was out there is still the difference.
Of course. But you get what I'm saying. If LeBron can take that team to an NBA Finals, Kevin Durant, stop bitching and whining and at least win a playoff round, because last time I checked, you had Kyrie and you couldn't win a single game in the playoffs. So it's like, Durant, make up your mind, man. What are you going to do with this situation?
He doesn't want to be there.
Okay.
It's like a bat signal into the air right now.
Yeah, so he didn't err on the side of caution, and he overhedged his bets, and he thought he was better than what people perceive him to be, and the Nets therefore couldn't find a proper trade for him, and he's stuck.
He kind of
had it coming to him.
Nah, I think the Rudy Gobert nonsense kind of did him in, and then we know that ain't gonna work.
No, of course.
What would a Minnesota? Who's that general manager? I know Gerson left because he was
right.
I actually know Gerson. He did a little bit too much there, but who's their GM now? Who's that?
I should know. I think Tim Connelly, I want to say.
That's right, because he left Denver, didn't he?
He was with the Wizards in Denver. But I'll tell you this much, JR.
Oh yeah, it is Tim Connelly.
Tim Connelly, right?
He traded. He's the one who traded for Rudy Gobert.
In fairness, Towns is not close to being the same guy this season.
Yeah, but sure. But who cares?
That's a big reason why they're struggling.
No. It has nothing to do with that. You traded all of that for Rudy Gobert?
Yeah.
Are the Minnesota Timberwolves, with Rudy Gobert on their roster, maybe they're going to flip Karl Anthony Towns for something amazing. Maybe this will allow, Ant-Man to flourish. Maybe they have complementary pieces. But that's going to take a few years. They're not winning no championship.
He did draft, the only guy in NBA history to win an MVP who was a second rounder. So he does have some cachet.
Who cares?
Okay, well, I'm just trying to see the other side of this, but
no, I'm talking about what he did. No,
I got
it's
you.
Terrible.
It has been, but this is a much different team than what we anticipated, because Kat physically is not holding up.
Man. He's soft. He's Charmin anyway.
He wasn't bad his first 3 years, and he had a little bit of a mini renaissance last season.
He's never played defense. He has a little bit of a he's a little too goofy there.
Who's mental? You know what? But JR, you're not going to like this, but I'll be candid about this with you.
Yeah.
You notice how anybody who ever plays for John Calipari underachieves drastically in the NBA?
Yeah, Anthony Davis came to mind.
There you go. Let's be real. DeMarcus Cousins, John
Julius
Wall,
Randall,
Julius Randle, Eric Bledsoe, Devin Booker, who, to some degree.
Oh, not Devin. No.
He's underachieved in the finals. And he did in a game seven last year where they were blown off the court by a
five
seed.
Yeah, at least he's out there playing and balling. I wouldn't put Booker in that category. Look, guys get hurt, man. It just happens. I mean, DeMarcus Cousins can't even sniff the league right now. He don't do anything.
He should be in the NBA, though. He does deserve a roster spot.
And he doesn't. He's too slow.
Yeah,
he can. He can play. He's too slow on offense and defense. He has to move at a different pace. It was one thing when he was on the Pelicans to see him and Anthony Davis. It's too bad that we all knew that was not gonna last. 855-212-4CBS. Johnny H is here from Woodside. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Johnny? How are you?
Yeah, JR. How are you, my man?
I'm excellent.
Good to hear you, man. So listen, I'm a little confused, though, why you called out John Sterling on his Trentonian call. I'm confused with that.
You're confused. I called him out. Define call out.
Well, you said that the call was silly, saying Judge Tonian. It's, you know,
yeah,
John Sterling is a Hall of Fame broadcaster. I just don't understand.
What's not to understand? I know exactly who he is. I've met the man. I've spoken to the man. I don't like the call. What's not to understand?
Okay, well, you know something? I trust his calls, and I love his calls, to be honest with you.
Well, that's a matter of personal preference. Do you like pepperoni on your pizza?
I sure do.
Well, I don't like pizza at all, so there you have it.
Okay. Listen, we're all based on our opinions, and I get that.
Yeah.
Giant question.
Yes.
Do you think DJ is going to be our quarterback for the future?
Daniel Jones?
Yes.
When you define future.
After the season.
I think so. I don't think the New York Giants have better options at the quarterback position.
I agree.
They're not bad at all this year to end up with one of the top QBs in the draft. If you think about some of the players that will be available in free agency, none of them are better than Daniel Jones.
And it's cost.
I got to go to commercial, Johnny. And it's cost effective. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'll answer more of his question. We'll talk about a winning team in basketball, the Celtics, and Thursday Night Football. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio.
What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or opossums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.